Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, joined by Jack Alston. He's the Executive Director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation here, talking about some economic strengths and weaknesses here in his latest 2018 analysis. And one of the strengths, as I understand, is in commuting.
Yeah, because of the way highways are built here, a strength of the Manhattan area is the ability for the workforce that lives within 30 miles of the city to be able to commute relatively easy with highways 24 and 18, providing the excellent access in and out of the city. Now, if you're coming in from Junction City and you got to sit on Fort Riley Boulevard in the morning, you might think that Alston is crazy by saying that. But if you're living in Philadelphia or in Jersey and commuting to Philadelphia, Jersey and commuting to New York City, or you live in the greater Boston area and you're commuting an hour to work, this is nothing. This is great, as a matter of fact. I mean, I travel either to Wamego in the morning or to Manhattan in the morning, and I don't see, you know, you might miss a couple lights, turn a couple lights on Green Valley Road, but and it's hard right now, but it should get better. And there'll be more housing and more difficulty, but it's not as bad as we think it is. I mean, maybe we should build a bridge across Juniata Road, but right now it's relatively fluid. 16,000 workers commute into Manhattan daily, and the data shows the city of Manhattan has a net inflow of workers of over 9,500. That means those leaving as opposed to those coming in. So in turn, there's pressure on Pottawatomie County to build more infrastructure. So we're heavily dependent. Pottawatomie County, got to remember, is heavily dependent on Manhattan, since over 36% of the workforce are employed in the city of Manhattan. Now,
sorry, I think we have a caller here. We need to
okay.
Maybe get to real quick
okay.
here.
Now,
go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Okay. You're talking about the commute into Manhattan. You're right. It's pretty good. However, you know, I've been suggesting in the past, what about some of these people staggering that come to work time? That would also eliminate some of that. And the bridge over the River Kwai, the Juniata Bridge over the Blue River, that's 10 years out. They just made the end of day. So we need to quit discussing that because, as I said before, when it's all said and done on that, there'll be more said than done. So we need to address it now, not 10 years from now. And so if you stagger some work times, which I think you could get some of these businesses to cooperate, this people probably like it too. If they get to come to work at 8:30 instead of 8, might relieve some of the pressure. Put that in your pressure cooker and think about it. And
all excellent points. It definitely. And I think some of the companies and the university think about that quite often. As a matter of fact, I think Caterpillar may start their shift at 7 a.m. So when I leave my house, I live halfway between Manhattan and Wamego, the flow of traffic is going towards Wamego. It's Manhattan residents working in Wamego. Like I was going to say, 628 live and work within the city of Wamego. And of the 2,500 that are employed in Wamego, 710 are coming from Manhattan.
Well, we're about out of time. I'm sorry. We need to have you back on at some point. We'll continue this conversation, Jack. Appreciate the time here, and thanks for sharing the details.
Okay.
This has been In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thank you so much to our guest, Jack Alston, Dr. Marvin Wade from the USD 383 School District, and Leah Flyder also joining us here this morning.
And tomorrow on In Focus, MBAF Director of Partnership Development Marty Bonier and Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Clark, Rush, Dan, the game. K-State women's basketball tonight begins at 6:30.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.